Okay. Alrighty, man. Let's see what's going on in the big world. I'm recording stuff, just crazy. I should look at Facebook, see what's going on. Oh, Opera Mini Facebook. It's thinking. I think it's thinking too hard. Myself. Oh, fudge fritters. What's up in the big world? Anything interesting? Any more?
Fireside this Sunday. I need one other family or youth to do a primary song or hymn this Sunday. It can be a piano or guitar solo as long as it is church related. Any volunteers, you can record it and send it to me. And I'll share my screen or phone you can do it live. Please let me know by Saturday morning so I can include you on the Fireside.
Oh. I wonder what happened to Andrew. If he's one of part of the layoffs. Facebooky thing. It was a good sweet time coming together. Anna Dumas. The old ranch land north of west of Kenna.
Okay. So, are we about ready to go?
Sure.
You gonna unlock that front door in case somebody needs it?
Fanny says, I swear, if one more idiot says they were just dogs, I should get over it already. I will smack the piss out of them.
I wonder how many people have been telling her that.
Apparently a lot. I thought we didn't say it to her face.
Yeah, we didn't. I just said, I am so sorry. I know how much they meant to you. That's all I said.
Yeah, we said they wouldn't mean much to me. But then again, I don't keep pets because, like I said, I got kids. Kids. I had kids. Oh, gosh! There's something to think about.
You take that with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing this and that and the other thing. It's already recording anyway, so I might as well. Oh, yeah? Yeah, Matt. We're still dealing with the... Can't tell if you're wearing pants or capris, but there's really, really long shorts. Yeah. And you still got kind of that whole up in the mountains sort of look to you, Matt. How's our... They're growing, man. They're growing. I haven't watered them in a few days. I need to give them some water. It's good for the compost heap anyway.
I think he looks good for all that.
I do. I agree. Yeah. Hey now, what's going on? Well, I wonder how much things are going to change out of this. I do think to a certain extent they have a point in it. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be as drastic as everything is. At some point, every single function cannot just by nature move to India, the Indian subcontinent. But, can I be honest? I think there's going to be a lot of places that behave like the Indian subcontinent. And instead of everybody saying, well, you know, India's going to make improvements when there's more money going in it, and it's going to become a lot more like, you know, Los Angeles and places like that. And parts of it are like that. You're going to go, no, honestly, I think we're going to see more of the world becoming like a third world country. And you're going, yeah, I said, living in New Mexico, in this part of New Mexico, under these circumstances, I think we were already pretty well prepared for, you know, this kind of situation. You know, because it's like, what's going to change around here? And you go, well, so I tell you what could happen. I said, yeah, said, big improvements on the school. That's probably not going to happen. If they had planned it, they're going to be pushed off. And chances are they'll just be continued to be pushed off. And I hope you guys did a good job building that building, which I doubt. Yeah, like I said, probably the best we're going to expect is a 1% raise. And that's just to cover the increased cost of medical care. Yeah. Yeah. Be a lot less money floating around. Probably. The time of big old trucks for no good reason will probably go away. Yeah, and you're going, yeah, they cost as much as a house. At least around here they do. Like I said in the past, my parents' generation are probably the most blessed that's ever been. You know, they lived in the most amazingly opulent times. They had the most freedom. Able to die before they really have to live with the fact that it's not going to be a very pleasant world going forward. Because you can't just sucker punch everything and expect nothing bad to happen. And you go, yeah, the stock market people can stay all day long. Yeah, we had a U-shaped recovery. It was wonderful. And you go, yeah, but you did that on the back of plenty of people who fell out of the middle class.
Back in the poor.
Uh-huh. And the shanty towns and stuff like that. Morning.
Morning.
I do think it's a bit of a blessing from our Heavenly Father. I take it that way. Yeah. Alright, Matt. Well, I think when it comes down to it, it ends up being kind of relative. You know? It's like when you've been poor and your circumstances improve over time, but you still kind of act poor. Yeah, and when people say, well, I don't want to live like that, and you go, exactly. That's why you're never going to get out of debt. That's why you're never going to... Yeah, and when bad things happen, you're in real trouble. Toad. I haven't seen one of those in ages. Get it fast, man. Don't get too close or he'll run.
Good job.
Wow. Because I thought those guys had just... Yeah, they were no longer. Huh. Yeah. Are the really ultra rich gonna get even richer?
Yes.
Are all the things gonna break down? I mean, do we think slavery in some level is gonna come back? And you go, oh, I have no doubt. Indentured servitude? You're gonna have people just saying, man, if you can give me a house and food, I'll do whatever you want. I think that will soon happen. Of course, that's tricky because I don't think they're going to get rid of the tax regimen. It says oppressive taxes are not going away. Yeah. But then again, you'll also see a bunch of people, far more than there's ever been, flying under the radar and not saying things, and you're going, yeah. Yeah. That'll become a regular thing. There's no nobody knows. See, that's the whole thing. It's like, so how? We're going to try to get back to the way it was, and you're going, I don't. There's going to be so many regulations around school that it's going to, you know, it's going to almost be kind of unpalatable. The leftists will get it was becoming a leftist tool. Now it's just going to become the leftist tool, I think. Everything they always said that they wanted, full-day school, year-round school, residential school, I think a whole bunch of people will just opt out. But a certain amount of people won't, and it'll be a school thing. You know, it used to be, everybody used to support the sports and all that, and said anymore, it's like, this is like me, so I could care less. You're not to be supportive of the community. No, that's being supportive of the school. Because I'm not, I don't care about the school. In fact, I just see the school as a indoctrination camp. Says, to the left, just really wanting to get rid of homeschooling because they see it's very important that the kids get the influence that the school can have on you. They're going to continue to work very hard to make sure that there's whole classes of jobs that you cannot have unless you went to school. All this crap about, well, homeschooling. Yeah, we'll go ahead and accept somebody who homeschooled and then took a test. You're going to see that go away. It's going to be kind of like a class system. It's like mothers that dropped off their infant children in front of the convent, you know? It's going to become like that. I want something better for my child. Watching an interesting video in the half-hearted way that I do these things. It was all about Star Wars, and it came out and it said, why do we think that the rebellion was a good thing? Maybe the Empire was the good thing. And it gave all these pretty compelling things to say the Empire was stability, something to do. It still provides stability. The people on Coruscant didn't seem too unhappy with the situation. Oh no, I have no problem with what you're saying. I'm just saying you can see it from another viewpoint. It would make a lot of sense. You know, public housing could have a stipulation that says that you can't homeschool in public housing. Your kids have to go to school. And then the whole other thing of, hey, if your kid doesn't go to school, they're dummies. They'll never amount to anything. Yeah? Oh well, and you should see that coming. Medicaid's gonna force you to do it. And I think that's what's gonna happen. Is that there's going to be a huge split. And there's going to be the people that say, yeah, I'll give my kids over to the government. Yeah, I'll do this because, you know, it's like, well, I want to make sure they have a nice future. Stuff like that. And then there will be other people who say, no, I'm not going to do that. And start gravitating away from each other. Because I think the government's going to get a lot more. Because I think the communities in the states are going to be making these kinds of choices. You know, are we gonna go all in with the government, hand over our children, you know, do this and do that? Are we going to be that sort of a community? Or are we going to go the other way, where we go, you know what? I don't think we want the government's help anymore. I don't think we want to be beholden to the federal government. I don't think we want to be obedient. I don't want to do what Santa Fe said. Exert its authority. Yes. It's been rather simple. It was just kind of implied that you would do it. And you go, maybe you should. It's already starting to fall apart. When they're doing the Second Amendment stuff, you know, banning this and banning that, and saying you can't have these kinds of guns or that kind of guns, and the sheriffs are going, well, I'm not going to prosecute that law. I won't do it. And there's just kind of this weird thing where the state's going, excuse me, what? You're not going to do what we tell you to do? And they said, yeah, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. And they're all just looking at each other. I swear. The governor's saying, I don't get why they're not falling into line like they always have in the past. They're supposed to. And the sheriffs are probably going, wow, I never thought I'd be doing this. I didn't view myself as some kind of wild, radical rebel. And then he wakes up next morning and goes, I'm not a wild, radical rebel, but I'm still not going to do it. It's going to be, you know, it might be in your neighborhood. I really want my kids to have a better life than I have, so I'm all for the school, and I'm all for this, and I'm all for that, and getting tattooed, and getting tagged. And I want the whole community to do it, because they've said unless the whole community does it, we're not going to get as much for our kids. And there's going to be guys like me that say, okay, it says, either you stay or I stay. It said, if you give yourself over to the federal government, I'm sure they'd be glad to move you to some place where you can have all those things. It says, in fact, I'll help. Go get your moving van. Go and move to a government town. Just because I'm not interested in it. And push comes to shove, and if somebody says, well, you know, if you're not willing to buy into the government thing, well, we'll turn off your water. Then it becomes the whole thing of, okay, well, you're going to find out soon, or we're all going to find out. Because, you know, it'll get pushed on the city council, if that's acceptable or not. And it'll be a decision that has to be made. And it'll be the first time you really have to, you know, where it's like Alita Brown and me will probably be on totally opposite sides of the fence, and it's going to be nasty. And I don't know, for all I know, Alita Brown will be the one that says, you know, I've been trying to help you people with government money all the time, I'm tired of it, and you know what, I don't want to tell people what to do. And you go, join the clan, Alita, I tried to plant that idea in your head years ago. time, I figured out I was working for the wrong side. And I was really grateful when job opportunities came up to where I didn't have to work for them. I said, and it'll happen. Is your government going to be a government of liberty? And you go, no, of course not. Now, your local community may very well, you know, your city commission and your city manager may very well become a person who is like, no. And it'll be. Come on, guys, get city commissioners that don't just kowtow to every little bit of government money that comes through, every government bribe that comes through to get you to do what some state planner in Santa Fe or in Washington wants you to do. Are you going to be a slave to that? It says, because if you do, I said, I'll be the one here just saying, you guys are becoming slaves.
Shut up.
Yeah, it says, is that how you want your life to go? You get a few extra channels of television, and hey, man, having other people do what they say, heady stuff. And you go, yeah. So do people need to pay their water bills? You go, yes. They need to pay their water bills. Do we need to set up some kind of government plan to make sure that if you can't pay your water bill, it'll be taken care of? And you go, no, I'd much rather have it be private. It's because then you're not beholden to something. Somebody's being charitable. When we take it in taxes, which is hilarious, this is because our taxes in Toucan County are very high. I don't know where that money goes. Yeah, I said, yeah, it's just small town corruption. And you're going, that would be a thing that I would broadcast. I said, I would probably be the most, if I, you know, and if you have people just say, you know what? I should go for a city manager job anyway. And tell them right off the bat exactly what I'd do. Because my purpose would be to get out from under the thumb of other governments. My tendency would be not to join, you know, some larger organization where we get together in closed rooms and do this and do that. So, but frankly, I'm not sure I want to. No, I don't want to get my. No. Well, the way I should do it is through politics. As opposed to, but I'm the wrong person. But that's okay, the wrong people do stuff all the time. The problem with being going for the city manager, if I got it, that's a big if, because the leftists wouldn't like me at all. You go, good, I'm not here to be liked by you morons, I'm not here to be diplomatic. What I'm here more for is to try to steer steer the city commission into a more transcendent path. I'll be the first to go. We're not going to get involved in that. We're not going to get involved. We're losing money when we don't do that. And you go, thank God, somebody's stopping you from enslaving you. We're going to have to cut down staff. And you go, thank God for that too. Because this place has become a jobs program for certain families. And you go, that's inappropriate. So we need to get the best people, not the people with the best last name. That's simple enough. Well, you can say that, but you're not really going to do it. And you go, well, you'll find that although I'll say yes to a city commission, that I will drag my feet terribly, and I will miss deadlines, and I will do this and that, and I'll be the first one to go to the newspaper, do my own media campaign to say why I'm doing it. It's as simple as that. When Santa Fe tells us to do something, it's wrong. We're going to say it's wrong. This isn't, I'm not going to spend any time or effort trying to do it. And I'm going to get with the chief of police and I'll support that person against those things. And you go, yeah, this is a lot of people who have gotten a lot of nice jobs out of kind of graft. It says, and that's how they get it. That's how they empower evil, is by you, not really an evil person, but a person that just needs to feed their family and takes a job working for the evil empire. That's how they consolidate their power. Why do you think they say that our firemen and our police officers and our nurses and doctors are such great heroes? And you're going, because as long as they're saying that, you're not rising up in rebellion and saying, well, I'm going to operate my business whether you want me to or not. And I'm going to do it without your approval or not. It was a wonderful world when I could get easy approval for my business, but when it starts having a lot of strings attached, I'm just going to do it behind the back. I'll give food away, and people who want to donate to show their gratitude to me with money, that's great. You know, it's like on no agenda, value for value. You don't have to pay for it. You know, but, and those guys say, yeah, if we came up with an advertising scheme, if we did all these other things, we'd probably make a lot more money. He says, but we're getting by and we're okay. Yeah, he says, I want you to, right. And you're going, that's kind of how you move moving forward. And this whole not being able to operate a regular business anyway during this time has probably made those people who that's all they could ever think of, well, I've got to have a bricks and mortar way of doing things, you know? It's gonna get weird. Every one of these businesses now that have been doing it, call it in, pay for it, come get it, pay for it, that's going to become a reasonably good part of their business even after they don't have to behave that way anymore. They'll still keep the thing open. This is a tourist town. A traveler town for Pete's sake. going to be life. Because my tendency is going to be even more than it ever had been before. If I want somebody else to cook for me, I'm just going to call it in and pick it up. I'm not going to go and sit there. Yeah, or have it delivered or something. Because the tip I usually pay is higher than the delivery charge would be. So it's like, wait a minute, why don't I just eat at home? I don't have to get dressed up, I don't have to do this or do that. I know Lisa likes to make these events, and I do too. But we don't eat out much at all. But I think that's going to happen to a lot of these people that they got kind of middle class and they eat out all the time. Kind of like Mickey, where it's like, I don't have a choice. I go get it and I bring it home. I eat it at home. But for him, it was always the social thing. It's like, oh, he's dying for lots of social. Oh, all right. I didn't unlock the front door, that's right. You did? You're so smart. Uh-huh. All right, Maddie. Oh.